We cannot let him win. That's what US President Joe Biden said last night about the prospect of a second Donald Trump presidency. He was speaking at a fundraiser for his own presidential bid in Boston, where he talked about the risk the former president posed to democracy. As he sees it, earlier, President Biden was asked by a reporter about the motivation behind his decision to run again.
Would you be ready?
I expect so, but look, he is running and I have to run.
Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at the University of Galway and political analyst, joins us now on the line. Larry, looking at what was going on over the past 24 hours or so elsewhere, you had Donald Trump saying that he didn't think Joe Biden would be physically able for a presidential campaign. This is going to get nastier and nastier, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. This is going to be an ugly presidential campaign in the event that it is a Biden-Trump rematch. I think Biden's comment is both a tacit recognition of the doubts that many Americans and many Democrats have about his capacity to stand again, and at the same time, a robust defense of his candidacy. That is, he's making the case that I'm the only guy who could beat Donald Trump. I'm the only guy who can beat him again. And that's why I need to be in this race. And I need your support to avoid, the specter of another Trump term in which he won't have any political considerations and can do what he damn well pleases.
Officially, of course, Donald Trump isn't the Republican candidate as yet anyway. I mean, there are others still in the field. The momentum has been with Nikki Haley in recent weeks, but she has a lot of ground to make up.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, certainly, I think the anti-Trump voter, the people who fear Donald Trump being at the top of the ticket, they're consolidating around Nikki Haley, and I expect that to continue. I think Ron DeSantis has been wounded very badly, for instance, by the Koch brothers, the billionaires throwing their support to Nikki Haley. But as you say, she's so far behind in the polls that it's going to take something extraordinary for her to overtake Donald Trump. Now, one of those things, of course, and this is what her people are hoping for, is that he will eventually be undone by the legal trouble swirling around him.
Where do his legal complications, as we might call them, where do they stand now? I mean, he's facing challenges, he's facing court cases on a number of fronts.
Yeah, I mean, look, he has looming, you know, federal trial dates, looming state trial date in Georgia. The one thing I would say, Rachel, is these dates, they're being reported as if they are frozen in time. Donald Trump has rights. And if you look at his track record in litigation, it has always been to push things off as long as possible. I expect his lawyers will file a bevy of motions. And indeed, if they are unsuccessful, that they will appeal those motions to appellate courts. He could drag these things out considerably. So I expect the legal clouds to swirl for a good long time. Will we have final resolution in any of these matters by summertime? I tend to doubt it.
Not that long ago, too, it's worth bearing in mind, we saw those polls in a number of swing states suggesting that he would win most of them and that he would win some of them by a significant margin.
Yeah, and that's why the Biden people are very nervous. That's why the likes of David Axelrod, Barack Obama's former chief advisor, really issued an ultimatum to Biden to step aside. And here's where I think Biden's mantra that he's the only person who can beat Trump is somewhat hollow, because if you look at that opinion polling, a generic Democrat, that is any Democrat other than Joe Biden, would beat Donald Trump in a majority of those swing states. So the reality is Democrats know that they have a serious challenge on their hand. Biden knows that. It is remarkable to me that he was able to box off other challenges. And the theme of his campaign centrally is going to be, don't allow a second term for Donald Trump. Whatever you think of me, I am infinitely better than Donald Trump.
We've some year ahead of us. Larry, thank you for that. Larry Donnelly there, law lecturer at the University of Galway.